Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Happy lunchtime, everybody. Just had a spirited discussion about egg rolls. Gator wants two with every time he gets Chinese food. And look, I like them. I just can't remember the last time I had one. But that's true of a lot of foods.
Kenny, thumbs up on egg rolls?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Resounding thumbs up back there. Enthusiastic thumbs up. Today's National Egg Roll Day. So we got a ton of texts, and we'll get to the Tigers. Gator's absolutely correct. Two or none per order. Sometimes I order four because I know there'll be leftovers, and the air fryer is clutch. That's from Max in Bath, Michigan. Dom and Livonia, Gator false. Egg rolls are pretty much always a la carte.
Not the way I've ordered.
If you like egg rolls, you need to go to China Jade in Waterford. Theirs are the best. Tina and Novi says a bean sprout egg roll is known nationwide as a Detroit egg roll. They are the best. Is that true?
I do know the almond boneless chicken thing. It's definitely a Midwest, if not just Michigan thing. If you go to California.
They have no idea what you're talking about.
No. They give you grilled chicken with sliced almonds.
Right. I was going to say with slivered almonds. Yeah. That's not what I want. Grilled?
Where's the breading?
Where's the delicious breading? Where's your that food? Sauce?
Scott in Carlton says, hey, Gator, I love sex, but I'm celibate. Doug's logic.
Love it, but can't remember the last time you had it? Is that true about that, too?
Oh. No, I got a pretty good idea.
Oh. Well, congratulations.
Ken's Gourmet in Grand Blanc has the best egg rolls. Lunch? What's that?
I was waiting for Kang to throw out the Karen Drew's booty lounge.
Canton Gourmet in Grand Blanc has the best egg roll slash food in the state, period. It's from an unnamed texture. Lucky Walk in Garden City has some really good egg rolls. That's from Anthony in Marine City. Cam's Express is absolutely fantastic. I used to go there in my late 20s. I'm now in my mid-50s. So glad to hear it's still there.
Right in the corner.
Wing Hings in Pontiac has fantastic with excellent egg rolls. I had them in a truck. Never heard of it. Best egg roll in Michigan by far is Hunan House in Mount Pleasant. Must have every time I go back to CMU. So there you go.
Just get a sack of egg rolls. Just bust them out every day.
Yeah.
That's why I should do it now.
Yeah.
I'd like 10 egg rolls, please.
10?
Yeah. Anything else? Nope.
What?
Trust me, we're good.
Yeah. All right, feedback coming in regarding Za'Darius Smith. If you missed it, we were talking about it last hour. He outwardly has basically recruited Detroit at the BET Awards last night. Quotes in USA Today, we both know where I want to be. Hopefully I can get back to Detroit because the coaching staff and everybody in the front office are great. When I'm there, I feel like a leader and like I can influence the young guys and do great things. Hopefully I can get back there to where I want to be in Detroit. Is this a no-brainer or... would you say you want something better or more than Za'Darius Smith? Unnamed Texter says, this is all assuming Hutch is going to be the same guy. I don't think Hutch is going to be the same guy. I think Hutch is going to be better. And I'm assuming Hutch is going to be there all season.
Tell me Hutch is the same guy that started the season. And yeah. I'm great with that.
Here's the thing about Aiden Hutchinson. There is zero indication that this is going to impact his performance whatsoever. None. All along, they've said clean break. I think this has a lot to do with him saying Super Bowl. I want to be back for the Super Bowl. And then it looked like he wasn't going to be ready for the Super Bowl when some video of him surfaced. And so people think he's behind, maybe. But look, every indication is he's going to be fine.
I'm 95% sure he's going to be fine. The other 5% wants to see him play. But I feel pretty confident he'll be just fine.
From an unnamed texter, should have never let Smith go. Bringing back Marcus Davenport over Smith is damn near a war crime. History repeats itself, folks. Why do you think the GM would do that? Why do you think he'd do that? Why, if it's a war crime? Because isn't Davenport's contract almost all incentives?
It's lion friendly beyond belief. Yes.
He's only going to get paid if he makes a play.
He's only going to get paid if he's able to play.
Yeah.
It's basically a $100,000 bonus for every game he plays. So it's very Lions friendly. I still think they're going to end up with Za'Darius Smith. They'll end up with both of these guys.
His contract is Marcus Davenport's contract is $1.65 million guaranteed. He gets $500,000 if he plays 40% of the snaps. He gets $1 million if he plays 65% of the snaps. He gets $500,000 more if he has 8 sacks. He gets $1.25 million if he has 11 sacks. But when you're making incentives based on playing 65% of the snaps, that tells me Marcus Davenport, they have expectations for his skill set to be a 3-down edge rusher. Za'Darius Smith is a pass rush specialist. So if you're going to tell me Za'Darius Smith will come back and sign a base salary of $1.65 million with the rest being incentives, then I would say that's a perfect use of letting him go and bringing him back. Davenport is probably going to play more downs. And Davenport, now, is he going to stay healthy? Big question. I get it. But that's why I think it falls short of being a quote-unquote war crime. Guys, Guys, I got to live every golfer's dream last night. I'm in Petoskey and some heavy thunderstorms rolled through. I rolled the dice and I went to Chestnut Valley. They canceled leagues, so I had the back nine to myself. The only other golfers there were twosome on the front nine. I played 3 balls on each hole and took my time enjoying that incredible course.
Yep. Chestnut Valley. I've been there when there's been hardly anybody on the course.
Yep.
And I got done with the round in like 2 hours, mm-hmm. and I just kept going, playing.
I did it once last summer where I just pulled up and I said, hey, can I jump in on the back nine? And they said, if you go right now. And I went out, there was nobody ahead of me. I was by myself. I felt like I think I was done in like an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's mostly because, you know, on the green and regulation in, but
well, yeah.
Everyone who knows me knows that that's not true. All right. So Tigers and Orioles open tonight, Camden Yards. Speaking of open, it's going to be an opener tonight with Brant Herter and then Sawyer Gibson Long. That's the plan. Mine's in Scuba the next 2 days. This Gator feels to me like there's a lot of premium on tonight's game. The bullpen thing, the opener thing hasn't really worked. I'm not sure what to expect from Mize. I have huge expectations, and understandably so, for Scooble. I also think the next 2 days, excuse me, when you're going against a right-hander and you get to play your lefty outfield with Carpenter, Meadows, and Green, you feel much better. You feel much better about those games when you get to use that outfield out there. But anyway, I feel like tonight's kind of the swing game to win the series, the way I look at the matchups, the way they lay themselves out in front of us.
Yes. Yes. I think the Tigers are a superior team to Baltimore, but Baltimore can rear up and score some runs on you because the guys are in this lineup. They just haven't really performed just yet to those levels that they did last year. So, I mean, you're waiting for Gunnar Henderson to explode or Adley Rutschman to explode or, Holiday to start living up to that potential. And it can be an explosive lineup. Let's hope it's not tonight. The Tigers also, by the way, you know, can be that lineup. With a left-hander on the mound for Baltimore tonight, that's where you got the let's see Torkelson and Dingler and, you know, Javi Baez. These guys, you just pull the ball towards left field. Even if it goes to left center field, the ball carries there at Camden Yards. So the right-handed hitters have a real chance to make something happen here tonight.
Well, of course, we'll have it here on 97.1 The Ticket. And Tigers playing very, very well, coming off win at 2-3 against the Cubs.
And Gleyber Torres as well, because he's got that experience against Baltimore, having played with the Yankees for all those years.
Yeah. I feel like Baltimore, if I were a Baltimore fan, I'd be massively disappointed. But I also kind of feel like I wouldn't be giving up on this season just yet.
Not yet, but close at some point, you're going to have to. But no, like I said, 10-4 in the last 14 games, things are looking better for them. They're playing better baseball. So if they can continue to do that, fair enough.
All right, so trade deadline still a ways off, but we started working and putting together a list of players that might make sense that there could be accessibility to. We'll get to that today at 12:30. Some guys could help out the lineup day in and day out. 248-539-9797. Last night, Gator soured on the Edmonton Oilers. You hated the way they played that game. You thought they were dirty. You thought they were cheap. You thought they were out of character.
Yep.
And now you don't know if you want them to win anymore.
I'm confused. I am confused. I mean, I ended up watching something else last night, too, because I was disgusted about what was
I want to get to that coming up here in a few minutes. It's Carson Anderson. We got open lines. Yeah, it sucks when your baseball team's good and they don't have games. It's like you look forward to it every night. And no, they didn't play last night. So Gator City got on to something else. We'll get into that next. Tiger trade deadline talk at 12:30. Analyst talks about a player coming to Detroit in the 1 o'clock hour. All that coming up here on 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Woo! Ready for some baseball again tonight. I hate days off. The Tigers, I was looking at the schedule. Have you looked at their schedule? It's kind of quirky. They don't play. They obviously didn't play last night, so they had a Monday off. Next week, they wrap up a series with Cincinnati at home on Sunday. They play Pittsburgh on Tuesday. Monday off. Then they play, they got a road trip in Tampa over the weekend. They finish it on a Sunday. They play the A's at home on Tuesday, Monday off. Following week, they play Minnesota on a Sunday. Then they're in Washington on a Tuesday, Monday off. Are you seeing a trend here? A lot of Mondays off.
Well, I mean, they played a lot of games up to this point. Yep. So I guess this is where they're finally getting that.
It means Tuesday and Carson Anderson. We might be talking about egg rolls, just to be clear. But.
So we were talking about the Tigers and the Orioles tonight. One other, just a statistical little tidbit here.
All right.
Gleyber Torres, remember, he played all those years with the Yankees. So he had a bunch of games against Baltimore at Camden Yards. He's played in 48 games at Camden Yards.
Okay.
Starting 46 of them. A .277 batting average, a .506 slugging percentage, .889 OPS.
Strong.
And here's a statistical anomalation within that.
All right.
He has 4 stolen bases in his career at Camden Yards. He's been caught 5 times.
Wow.
Which is weird. It's weird to see somebody who's caught stealing more often than he actually steals. But This is just in relation to this one park.
Must be something about the park.
That or the catcher. Thank you.
You know, in baseball, dimensions aren't always the same. There, it's strange between first and second. No, it's not the case. Weird.
Kind of weird.
What's his stolen base rate for his career?
I had to go back and find that somewhere else. He has stolen a total of, it's not many.
No.
57 steals in his career, but he's only been caught 25 times.
And 5 of them have been in Baltimore?
5 of them were at Baltimore.
Weird. Okay. So you said, but no game last night. You watched something different. So can I guess?
Yeah.
Was it Murray State Duke in the game three of the Super Regional College Baseball?
It was not. Okay. It was not, but I was happy to read that Murray State knocked off Duke to become one of the eight.
Yeah, yeah. Murray State's going to be the people's team here because it's Murray State.
Right. First ever appearance.
Game, just real quick here, the way that game ended, it ended and then it ended again. Duke had a runner. It was a one-run game. I think it was 5-4. Duke had a runner on first with one out in the ninth inning. Ground ball to short. It was going to be a tough double play. It was a long flip to second. The second baseman caught it, went to throw to first. The guy slid in. Second baseman got toppled over. They called him out. They said he interfered.
Oh.
So he was out. He was forced out. They called the batter out. The throw wasn't in time. They called the batter out because they say the base runner interfered to end the game. Murray State charged out and dogpiled, as a team would do. They just won Super
First
Regionals.
First ever appearance in the College World Series.
You're going to Omaha, right? Which is everybody in college baseball. That's, oh my God, we're going to Omaha and we're Murray State.
They're which massive is the only dogpile. Time you say, we're going to Omaha.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yep. And Duke's coach came out and said, let's challenge it. And they challenged it. And they overturned it.
Oh, my.
So Murray State had gone through the celebration.
Oh,
they had,
no.
Like, now, the coach had reeled them in pretty quick. But now you got to refocus. The runner's back. The runner, the batter now is on first.
Right. But there's two outs and runner
there's
first.
Two outs, runner on first. And the go-ahead runs at the plate. It's the bottom of the ninth. And I'm like, oh, my God. If they lose this now, after you dogpiled, and maybe 15, 20 seconds after you've started celebrating, somebody's going, hey, this game might not be over. And you're, but you have to ramp back up to peak intensity. They got to ground out to first to end it.
Didn't they hit a home run to go up 5-4?
They hit a home run to go up 4-3, and then might have been a triple. I don't know if it was a home run, but
they were hit a home run late, yeah, I guess. That was. But no, that's not what it was.
Yep, it wasn't that.
No.
Was it like a sport?
No.
Was it a show? You didn't start watching. You didn't start watching Severance, did you?
I started watching Severance.
Wow.
I took time out last night. Said, wow. All right, there's no Tigers on. I'm going to take a little break here. I'll try to catch a full episode and I'll miss some of the hockey game. Mm-hmm. So I turned it on.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, the first episode was tough for me to get through. Really tough. Because it's like they repeat something. You see the same scene but from two different angles. And I was like, all right, do I even care about this right now? But then the end happens. And the first episode, it wasn't any kind of great. Oh, my God, I watched the second. But I'm like, I'm going to give this a chance. We'll see. I get to the second episode and I'm watching it. And I get through the second episode and I stopped after two and because it was getting late. And I'm like, maybe I'll pick it back up. But episode three, maybe I'll start watching the rest of it today. I'm not sure I care about it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm all right with that.
I see where this is going. I see what the premise of this thing is. And there are questions to be asked about the Lumen Enterprises or whatever it's called. I get it. I understand the concept is interesting about, you know, You sever your ties to, you know, it's a complete separation between work life and home life.
Complete
with, you know, by altering your brain to do so. I get that. It's interesting. And of course, it's going to lead to quirks. But I don't know if the quirks are going to be enough for me to get, oh, I got to watch this. Oh, I have to see what happens next. What's up with Mrs. Zerberg next door, whatever the hell her name is. But
Mrs. Selvig.
Selvig, yes. Patricia Arquette, which is interesting to see Patricia Arquette nowadays. But so we'll see. We'll see if I get there.
Okay. Well,
I watched two episodes.
First of all, bravo. This is I got obsessed with Severance, and I'm not a you got to watch this show guy. I'm excited that you're interested because now you and I might have something more to talk about. In general, but I found it to be a fascinating show.
I did Google after the second episode. I was curious to see if there was any tie-ins whatsoever with creators of the show to Westworld.
Okay.
Because it has a similar feel to it.
Okay.
And also the introduction to the show, where they're going through the credits and stuff like that, it has a similar feel to what Westworld did, which is also similar to what Game of Thrones was doing, all this kind of animation stuff, which maybe that's just the way that all shows are doing stuff nowadays.
Yeah.
With the kind of crazy intros. So we'll see where I go. I'll try watching a third episode, and okay, I can't guarantee that that one's going to keep me hooked.
So I'm just trying to remember what happened in the first couple episodes, and just real quick, did they introduce Mark Scout's sister?
Yeah, she's the pregnant one.
Devin, yeah.
Yeah.
Have they introduced her husband?
Yes.
Rickon.
Yeah, that was, I don't know if that was episode two or if that was episode one, but yeah.
Rickon is one of my favorite television characters. He's not, okay, he's not Cole Hauser.
He's no Rip.
No, he's not Rip. In a different way. In a different way. I hope you stick with it. But if you don't, I kind of get it. It's a little slow moving at the beginning, but it's one that I call it a thinker. It really, when you get done with it, you're still thinking about it. My wife and I got to a point where we just rolled from one episode to the next and we were done with the whole series. There's nine. If you make it through the first season, I think you're hooked, but there's nine episodes. That's a big ask.
Well, right now I'm thinking, why am I going to watch the third episode?
Okay.
I'll give it a shot. But like I said, the overall premise, I get it. You're going to try to figure out what is this company doing? What are they about? Why do they feel so protected that they need to block out everything in your work life and separate that from your home? I get all. There's like the questions. I just don't know if I care about those questions.
Gator's figured it out, Doug.
He's clearly not figured out. What the best part about this is his honesty. I just don't care.
Yeah.
That's
the biggest obstacle.
If you're not intrigued by Mark Scout and what's going on in Mark Scout's world.
Really not that intrigued by Mark Scout, who's played by Adam Scott.
Yeah.
And the whole, I could go into every little detail about it, why it's like annoying to me at this point.
You like Dylan?
I can't think who Dylan is. Dylan is a
short, overweight,
gotcha,
African-American gentleman.
No, honestly, I don't really care about any of the characters at this point. Maybe that's the number one reason why I may not advance past episode three, is because none of these characters matter to me.
All right, well.
At this point.
Helly?
It can change. Helly is somewhat interesting.
Okay.
She might be the most interesting of the characters at this point.
All right.
After two episodes.
I hope you can stick with it. If not, then I'll just unload and empty the clip someday off the air and tell you everything that happens.
It's kind of cool to see Christopher Walken, though. That was good.
Big part of the show.
Okay.
Bert. All right. Straight ahead. Here's some names that the Tigers could have accessibility to that could help them trade deadline. We'll get to that at 12:32 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Strong prediction here. I don't think you're going to last very long with Severance.
No?
No. I mean, what I just said to you, just, and you really didn't like it, but I said, so Audi Mark, and you went, Audi Mark. Like, you can't even, you're not even accepting sort of the bigger premises.
No, I'm accepting the premise. I think it's kind of ridiculous, but the character's name is Mark. There's two sides to it. There's work Mark and there's out of work Mark.
So they're known as Audi Mark and Innie Mark.
Right. But I would never say that.
Okay. Yeah. But see, this is the thing. You really don't like that. You can't get past
there's
that.
There's a lot I don't like.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch episode 3.
And that'll probably be it.
I'll start episode 3. I mean, the fortunate thing is that they're only like 50 minutes long.
Well, no, I know you well enough to know that this is not trending in a great direction for you becoming a fan of Severance. So, all good. All right. So, trade deadline. Still ways to go. But, like, we keep hearing the same names, right? Bo Bichette, Alex Bregman. And these are coming from, like, ESPN guys are putting lists out there, and I think the Bregman thing is just fans. Like, well, made a reference before. It doesn't feel like, I don't know how realistic either of those actually are, and they kind of get put out there, they just get repeated. And I really don't think either is particularly realistic. I really don't think a player with a no trade clause is going to choose to go to a place that he actively said no to. And then you've also got a player on a team that's in the playoffs that I just, sure something could be worked out. But if I'm a Toronto fan and we're doing this show in Toronto, am I thinking about trading our starting shortstop when they're currently in a wild card spot? The answer is no. So I decided, all right, what do they need in terms of positional players? And one of the things, would we agree, corner outfielder with a right-handed bat would be helpful. Probably don't need anything, but that was one of the things that I would say would be on the shopping list. And I started looking at teams that were more than 5 games out of the postseason, teams with aging players, because I don't think they're going to, if you're bad, you're not wanting to trade your young guys that are doing something worthwhile. You're wanting to trade your older guys that are doing something worthwhile. And teams that might have somebody that they're looking to clear a path for to get to the majors. And when you start narrowing down that field, it really does narrow down the possibilities. So the third guy on this list, I started working on it and I just wasn't particularly excited about him. And that's a corner outfielder from Pittsburgh named Brian Reynolds, who's got some pop and can walk, but he's the third guy on the list and kind of a distant third behind the top two. And these are guys I think there's actual accessibility to. One is Brent Rooker from the A's. He's DH'd a lot for them, but he's a corner outfielder. He has played in the corner spots. He's 30 years old. He's played in 68 games. He's got 13 home runs and an 802 on base. plus they got a guy at AAA, Colby.
OPS.
Yes, I'm sorry. They got a guy at AAA in Colby Thomas, who is one of their top prospects, and he is tearing it up. Now, Rooker's problem is probably about the contract. He signed a long-term contract, and I'm not sure that the Tigers would want him long-term. But that is one player. I think the player, Gator, that makes a lot of sense for both teams, right-handed corner outfield back, Gold Glove finalist. He's got 10 home runs. He's been getting paid $14 million this year. He's got a player option for next year. Three of the outfielders in their system, in their top seven, they have three outfielders in their top seven of prospects. His team's 5.5 games out of a wild card spot is Lourdes Gurriel from the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think that would be a good fit. And I think that's a team that would be motivated to move him. Scott, all these guys have their flaws, but bottom line here is I'm looking for sort of realistic, I don't know that you're going to get a complete player. These are kind of who I've come up with.
There's a player for the Athletics, another outfielder who has very similar numbers to the player you mentioned, to Rooker, and that's Lawrence Butler. The difference is he's a lot younger.
Yeah.
He's only 24 years old, but he's also signed to one of these contracts. He's signed to a deal like a Colt Keith type contract, and it's very similar to Rooker's contract that escalates. So next year he makes almost $3.5 million, and it jumps to 5.5, then to 8.5, then to 10.5, then to 14.5, 16.5, and then it ends when he's 31 with a $20 million contract, but it's a team option. So it ends up you're paying the guy, but he's also good. He's young, plays the outfield, and
left-handed bat though, right?
He's left-handed bat, but his splits are pretty good against left-handed hitting. Not as much this year, but last year was like .291 hitting lefties, .238 in his career hitting lefties. But he's young, so I would expect that. And that the righty-lefty thing doesn't matter as much to me, but I know you were singling out, yep. So that's fine.
I think again, but, I'm not sure the A's would be as willing to move him.
Maybe not, but it's a contract nonetheless that they're paying, and who knows what. But if the A's are going to get somebody younger in return that they don't have to get a contract to, you can do that. And it's a guy who's also stolen 28 bases over the last 2 years and only been caught twice.
So you came up with a name that is more of a household name than any of these. And it's interesting. And the question is, his team's now 5 games out, right, of a wild card spot? They're 4 games out. Yeah. But, okay. So I didn't even look at him. But go ahead.
So it's a player who's got 5 years left on a contract, a lot of money left on the contract. But because he hasn't played a ton the last few years, you wonder if that team would be willing to eat some of that salary to move him rather than just kind of flounder here. The name is Mike Trout. Now, do I think the Tigers would be interested in Mike Trout? Probably not, because it's $37 million a year for each of the next 5 years. But like I said, if you can get the Angels to eat some of that, would that become more intriguing? Thank you. Would that be more intriguing? The problem is Mike Trout hasn't played in more than 120 games since 2019. He played in 119 games in 2022. Then it was 82 games. Then last year, only 29. And this year, he's only played 39 games. And he's hitting .220 this year. However, he still gets on base at a good rate with 80 points better than his batting average. His OPS is still .763. He's got 10 home runs and 162 plate appearances, 141 at-bats. He still has pop in the bat. He can still play a competent outfield if you need him to, or he could be your DH, whatever you want to do with him. It's just a thought. Now, do I think they'd really be interested in him? Am I terribly interested in him? Again, you'd have to knock off a ton of that money, and my biggest apprehension is, can he even get on the field? He's on the field now.
Is he DHing or is he playing in the field? I apologize, I haven't looked it
He's
up.
Been DHing.
Okay, so you said $37 million?
Yep.
And it's $37 million from here on out?
The next 5 years.
So how does this
rest of this year and in 5 months?
How does this compare to the amount of money that they were going to commit to Alex Bregman?
It's more.
Yeah.
But that's why I say, can you get Angels to eat some?
I feel
that?
Like,
but then even then, it's like I bring this name up just to bring up a name that people will know.
Yeah, because I'm sure most people.
If I'm the Angels and somebody called asking about Mike Trout, I'd pick up the phone. I would absolutely answer the phone. So, okay, what are we talking about here? Because if the Angels can get away from that albatross of a contract for a player who's been hurt for the last 4 years. Years.
I would think that to trade the face of your franchise, even if they're still only 4.5 games out, but their motivation would be to get out from under the contract.
Particularly after they didn't trade Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
And they lost him for nothing.
Well, they're not going to lose Trout for nothing.
They shouldn't lose Trout for nothing. But Trout's also not going to cost you as much as he would have because he's nowhere near his prime. And like I said, he hasn't played a ton of baseball since 2019.
All right. Well, look, I would say that these are some names to keep an eye on. We still have a lot of baseball to go between now and then. I'm kind of excited about Lourdes Gurriel, but less so Brent Rooker, and then even less so Brian Reynolds. But those are some names from some teams that could be selling, that could be ready to call up some guys that they might move on from a good player, but. Gurriel would be my number one target. Trout's interesting. I think the disconnect there is Angels like, you can have him. You take the money. And I'm not sure Tigers want to take the money. They were about to make a massive investment in Bregman, but.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of a bigger splash name. The guys you brought up are all decent players, but none of them scream like all-star. They're just guys, right? And they're the guys that are a little bit better than what you have. Is Gurriel better than Matt Vierling?
Well,
or Zach McKinstry might be, or is he on par with those guys? Might just be on par with those guys.
Well, I'll say this about what I think. The reason why I was looking at shooting at that level because I sense that that's more of a kind of trade that's coming rather than a superstar trade.
Perhaps, but that's how it is on June 10th. Now you get to July 20th. And we're closer and closer to that trade deadline on July 31st. You've got a better picture of what teams are in it, what teams are out of it. And then you've got rumors of, hey, this guy's unhappy or this team wants to unload that guy. It's a whole different conversation. You're getting ahead of it, which I appreciate because I want to know names as well. Like, what are realistic names that are out there at this point? Because I don't think Alex Bregman is a realistic option out there. I wonder if Devers is. Because it just seems like they're unhappy with him in Boston for his unwillingness to move around, and they've just promoted their number one prospect, and they've got a mix of really young players, really young talented players, and some veteran players. But do they want Devers to be part of that? Now there was a play the other night where he didn't really run out the play to first base, and that's not the kind of guy you want setting the example for the young players in Boston, but. He just may want the hell out of Boston because he wants to get back to playing third base.
Okay, we'll get to your phone calls and feedback coming up. Do you know your home's water score? Telltale signs like water spots, dingy laundry, or dry skin indicate your water score needs to get better. Improve your water score by calling CGC Water at 855-339-4242. This month, get a free Kinetico reverse osmosis system with the purchase of a Kinetico Premier softener. If you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Call 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com today. Improve your water score. Contact CGC Water Treatment.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And plumbing. Your authorized independent Kinetico dealer. And tell them Doug Karsh sent you. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. All right, we threw some stuff out there. You know, it's kind of early, but Tigers didn't play yesterday and still a month and a half to go. And you're looking at some possibilities of players that there might be accessibility to. And today we're kind of looking at some outfielders with right-handed bats that you know, might make some sense here in Detroit. You know, I'm a Lourdes Gurriel fan from the Arizona Diamondbacks. Gator brought up the possibility of getting Mike Trout, and where that team is in their organization currently. It's interesting to think about. Let's get to your open line calls. We go to Lenny in Farmington Hills. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Lenny?
Well, I have a couple guys for you. First, of course, he's an infielder, but he's still probably the outstanding defensive player in the major leagues, Nolan Arenado. And I know, like, prior to the season, Detroit wasn't on his list of teams he'd be willing to go to. But now that they, you know, the Cardinals having a good season, but everyone knows they're not going anywhere. So what do you think of Arenado? He still hits about 250. And, you know, big hits. And McKinstry's had some big hits, but come on, McKinstry's not exactly Brooks Robinson out there.
Well, Brooks Robinson reset. I would think it would be hard to pry him off a team that's a game and a half out of a playoff spot. You're when you say everyone knows they're not going anywhere, I don't think that's how teams think. I think teams think, what do we need to add so that we are going somewhere?
All right, let me give you another name. How about Lewis Robert? I know he hasn't had much of a year, but he's leading the league. I think in stolen bases, or he's right up there.
Well, the White Sox aren't going anywhere. So there is that.
Lewis Robert is an interesting name because he's been rumored to be traded for the last couple of years, and he hasn't been.
Right.
He's having a horrendous season. He's got 21 steals, which is great. His career high is 23, which was last year. He's going to surpass that. But he's hitting 177. His OPS is 546.
But let me say this. There's no one to protect him, really, in that order. It's not like, in the past. I mean, Eloy Jimenez was halfway decent, you know.
Well, there's one thing that would be protected. Like, he went from having an 857 OPS to the next year a 657, and now this year it's 546. So it dropped 200 points, and then dropped 100 points. It's dropped 300 points in 2 years. If you're unprotected, wouldn't you expect it to be, like, at least league average?
Well, last year, come on, Chicago was historically bad.
So what? It doesn't mean your player has to be historically bad.
Well, and, you know, he's in a final year of a contract, I believe. Hold on.
There are team options for the next 2 years at $20
million. Okay, so you could let him go. At the right price, he's an interesting change of scenery guy. I understand the kind of season he's having. But that's the kind of player that I feel like you could get relatively cheap in terms of what you're giving back because his season's so horrific. It's the exact opposite of what the White Sox want with where he is in his career and where they are in a rebuild.
But they were trying to move him in the offseason last year.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. Like, there have been thoughts that this is the guy who's going to land this huge haul of players in return. And maybe that's the problem, is the White Sox, they'd like to move him, but they're asking too much.
248-539-9797. Dave in Clinton Township, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dave.
Hey, fellas. How about J.D. Martinez?
Where is he?
He'll get you 10-15. He's not anywhere. You can get him for absolutely nothing. And you wouldn't need him for the whole season. Pick him up after the All-Star break. Let him get in shape, blah, blah, blah. And if you don't mind me throwing a pitcher in there, too, that you're not going to like.
Who's that?
I wouldn't mind, and I hated this guy, but I wouldn't mind him on the team right now, again, for a playoff push. Chris Sale. Let's let Federer have a shot at resurrecting this guy and have another left-handed arm that we have in the pen.
All right. Well, let's start with J.D. Martinez. When a guy's been out of the game, it feels like a real long shot, a real roll of the dice. So, I wouldn't have high expectations, but it's absolutely zero risk. So here's a couple mil or whatever, but it seems like that ship has probably sailed.
Well, it's a DH only player at this point. And yeah. It's a guy who's clearly at the end of his career. I don't know if that's what you want to bring in. I mean, what at bats is he going to take away from?
If it were basketball, you'd bring him in a heartbeat because you can use load management type of thing. You know, you just need him for at the end of the season, just a right-handed hitter. To pinch hit for Carpenter when they bring in a lefty type of thing. I think it would work. But
as far as Chris Sale, I don't hate that.
He's got a team option for next year at $18 million.
But is he still starting for the Braves?
He is. He last pitched on June 9th against Atlanta.
So yesterday.
And he pitched well. Seven innings.
Against who?
Against Milwaukee.
Okay.
He went seven innings, gave up five hits, one run, struck out 11. The previous game against Arizona, he went six innings, gave up one earned run, struck out 10. And struck out 8 the game before in six innings of shutout baseball.
9 games out, probably not a future for him in Atlanta.
I mean,
could be something.
That would intrigue me.
I mean, it's just like, yeah, let's see if he shows up, what Federer Industries does with him.
Yeah, J.D. Martinez does nothing for me at this point. I can appreciate bringing up the name and just looking at it, but, I mean, the guy has not played this year. And last year was, you know, nothing special last year. So, end of his career type thing.
Yeah.
Don't need that. Played 120 games last year at 235 with a 725 OPS.
I feel like the Luis Robert thing that the one caller brought up.
Same guy, yeah.
Probably the disconnect there is what you'd want him for. Teams would call to try and get him for nothing, which is what we went through last year with Torkelson. People were like, well, they need to trade Torkelson. And I'm like, okay, nobody's giving you anything for a struggling player. It's struggling as much as he was. And yet you'd be asking for something because of what you had invested in him.
Right. And Robert's 27. There's a lot to like with him. He's a very good center fielder, plays a good outfield, and he's got all these tools, right? I mean, this is a guy who hit 38 home runs a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And maybe it is just a change of scenery would do him great. Like I said, I think the hangup is what Chicago wants in return. Like, they view him as that guy that hit 38 home runs and had the 857 OPS. as opposed to the guy who the last 2 years has had an OPS hovering around 600, which is awful.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there's that disconnect there, what they think he's worth and what teams are willing to give up, I mean, something's got to give there. But I'd be interested in him because he's still talented. I think he's just mired in Chicago.
248-539-9797. Dave in Swartz Creek. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, I got a former Tiger. Wouldn't cost you as much. Doesn't hit for average, but drives in runs and power. That's Eugenio Suarez. Plays a good third base, too.
It was Arizona right now, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. I don't hate that.
It's kind of like an all or nothing with him. He's 228 hitter this year. He's got 18 home runs. He's driven in 48, and he's got an 809 OPS.
Yeah, I think it fits the need. The only thing is, again, Harris likes contact hitters, guys with eyes. He kind of goes against that.
Well, he's a free agent at the end of the season.
He does drive in runs.
And he's a free agent at the end of the season. So, you know, it's
wouldn't
a rental.
Cost you much.
Right. Well, you wouldn't think it would cost you too much. It's a rental player for a guy who is, 33 years old at this point. He'll be 34 in July. So, I mean, I wouldn't offer up too much.
No, and I wouldn't think you'd have to. I don't hate that idea.
And plays the left side of the infield.
248-539-9797. All right, speaking of guys coming to Detroit, a national analyst mentioned somebody coming to Detroit. We will get to that in the 1 o'clock hour here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.